Welcome to Healing Your Families. I'm your relationship coach, Emily Penrod, and in this show, we explore six areas of health for families: emotional, financial, mental, physical, social, and spiritual. This month, we'll be focusing on mental wellness. And if you consider this area, your mental well-being, interacts with all of the others. Your thoughts lead to your emotions. Now, we often think that our emotions are triggered by a person or an event, but in reality, it's our interpretation of that event that triggers our emotion. And our emotions lead to our behavior. Therefore, our interactions, our social interactions with other people, with family members, even spiritually, our relationship with God, our higher power. And our thoughts lead to our motivation for taking care of our body, eating healthy foods, getting the exercise and movement that we need. Our thoughts also affect our relationship with money, whether or not we're going to set a plan to allocate our money and protect it, or whether we just indulge and spend. Our mental well-being is, in many ways, the connection for all of these areas of health. And being aware of our thoughts. So this month, I have several outstanding experts that will be my guests, and they'll be talking about our mindset, controlling our thoughts, how our brain works, understanding that, and understanding how to take care of our brain, how to maximize our mental wellness. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my background. I'm a retired school teacher. I'm a wife, mother, grandmother, and I also taught school for 24 years. 23 of those were with students with special needs. I have a firm belief in the power of education to change lives. Now, sometimes we make the mistake of assuming that education and schooling are the same thing. And when we graduate from high school or college, we tend to think our education is over, and we're content just to move forward with the knowledge we have then. Now, in my mind, this episode is going to be talking about becoming a lifelong learner. And in my mind, ending our education when we graduate could be compared to, as opposed to being a lifelong learner, could be compared to living 90 enriching years of life as opposed to living 1 year 90 times. I consider myself a lifelong learner, and it has made all the difference. It's put meaning and purpose in my life. It's brought me rich rewards as I grow from what I have learned. I am convinced that this is the way to go, to be a lifelong learner. Now, I suspect if you're watching this program, you probably already are a lifelong learner. You're probably very interested in learning more about yourself, learning more about how to become a better person. And of course, when you become a better person, you become a better parent. So I'm going to first talk about how you can recognize a lifelong learner, the habits they develop, and then I want to leave with three recommendations for pursuing a life as a lifetime learner. You know you're around a lifelong learner because they read consistently. They're reading books on topics of interest to them, self-help books, and even fiction. But they enjoy reading. They're taking courses, whether they're online or in person. They're excited to learn. They're looking for opportunities to learn. They're looking for opportunities to grow. Now, quite often, just as we end our education once we graduate, quite often, many people do not go out of their comfort zone after that. We stay right where it's very comfortable, we're used to what we're used to. The problem is there is no growth in the comfort zone, and there is no comfort in the growth zone. But lifelong learners understand that, and they want the growth. They're excited when they can see they're making progress. They love making progress. They don't fear change, quite the opposite. They embrace it. And they recognize it's never too late to start something. They would never say, well, it's too late for me to do that now. They want to learn to play the piano, they'll go ahead and learn to play the piano at 72 or whatever age they are. They set specific goals for themselves. Their life has direction. Their goals could be in physical health or just what they're learning, improving skills. They're always looking for a way to become better. And they tend to choose a career that allows them that growth, that opportunity. They don't want to remain stagnant. They're not afraid of failure. They know there's a risk of failure, but they welcome that because it's part of the growth process. It allows them to learn even more. So, do you know anyone like that? Maybe you're like that, and I suspect you are. Also, lifelong learners tend to take better care of their bodies. They want to live a long, healthy life so they can reach all these goals they've set, learn all of these things that are so important to them to learn. So, let me share three recommendations I have for more effectively becoming that lifelong learner. The first is continue learning. Read, take courses, look for information. If you haven't already, explore all of the shows that are on this platform, winwinwomen.tv. If you're not on our website, go to our website. You'll notice the shows are organized in various categories. And with different shows under each category, you'll find things from business, fashion, marketing, organization, family, parenting, divorce, intimate relationships, and a variety of topics that will help you learn more about yourself, learn more about how you can become a better person, how you can be more effective in business, how you can be more effective in your personal life, in self-development. Keep learning. That's number one. Never stop learning. Keep reading. Keep watching these shows. Keep taking classes. Keep reading blogs. Learn something new every day. Now, the second one has to do with that nice, comfortable comfort zone. It's a real nice place to hang out, isn't it? But it's no place to stay. I'm going to challenge you to do something every day that scares you. Don't stay in that comfort zone. Take a challenge. Maybe it's nothing more than trying something you haven't done before. Making a phone call, putting yourself out there, introducing yourself, attending a networking event, maybe setting some boundaries in your personal life that need to be set to protect you. Learn about yourself, even if it's painful. Maybe it's learning to forgive, mending a rift in a relationship. But do something every day that challenges you. Keep yourself, stretch yourself, move into that growth zone, and don't get stuck in that comfort zone, no matter how cozy it is. Now, the third thing is to set and reach goals that help you with your purpose. And if you're not sure what your purpose in life is, take time to learn what it is. Take time to get to know yourself. What intrigues you? What activities could you do? Do you find rewarding? What ones could you do for hours, whether you're paid or not? What things are you good at? What do people tell you? What do they comment about your abilities? Take time to learn about yourself, your why, your reason why you're here. What is most important to you? Now imagine you're nearing the end of your life. You're in your final days. You've lived a long life. As you look back, what will be most important to you to have accomplished? I read of a survey of elderly people who were asked this question: what do you regret as you look back on your life? And their answers had nothing to do with the career they had, how much money they made, the material possessions they collected. Their regrets tended to be about people and relationships. They didn't say, "I wish I'd spent more time at the office." They more often said, "I wish I spent more time with my family. I wish I had spent more time with my children." So think about your priorities. What's most important to you? What are your values? Learn about yourself and then set goals that help you become the best version of yourself. Think of what you want to be like in 20 years. What kind of a person do you want to be? And then write goals, set goals that will help you get there. Now, it's important to write them. That getting it on paper makes it more of a commitment. Now, I know New Year's resolutions are quite often forgotten by February. So write them down and keep them where you can see them on a regular basis. Now go a step further. When you set a long-term goal, there are steps you need to take to get from where you are to where you want to be. So say you've set a goal for this year. As you review that goal, what steps can you take this month that will help you move towards that goal? And then as you plan your week, what can you do this week that will move you towards those goals for the month that will lead you to your long-term goal? Each day, what are three things you can do today that will move you towards that goal? Break it down into manageable steps. I found this as a special ed teacher in the United States. It's a requirement in order to receive these services that a meeting be held at least once a year. And in this meeting, we look at where is the student and what steps do they need to take this year? You know, what are their goals? What are we hoping they'll be able to accomplish based on their ability level? And one very interesting observation I made, I worked mainly with teenagers. The meeting would include the parents, the student, and the school personnel. And if the school personnel and the parents came up with an absolutely brilliant, top-notch goal, but the student was either wasn't there or didn't buy into it. It wasn't their goal. We could expect no progress. It needs to be your goal. You need to buy into it. And you may find you need to celebrate, just even if it's just a little bit of progress. Keep up that momentum by recognizing that progress. Keep yourself motivated and keep learning about how you can become that person you want to be. Remember, when you become a better person, you become a better parent. And as you know, I have a firm belief in the value of families. Families are the foundation of our society. If we want to make the world a better place, we need to begin with this foundation. So join me. Continue learning. Let's keep learning. Get out of your comfort zone. Do something every day that scares you. And set and reach goals that are in alignment with your values and your purpose in life. I'd love to talk with you about it. I'm putting up a link that you can schedule a 30-minute call. I'd love to hear about your goals, how you're a lifelong learner, and answer any questions you may have. So join me next week at the same time. Listen to these other experts who have so much valuable wisdom to share on your mental wellness. Let's make the world a better place by strengthening families. This is Emmalou Penrod with healingyourfamilies.com.